I'm Zelda Wilson. I'm a dietitian, and I specialize in training and facilitating leadership teams. So communication is a big part of my work. I work for a company called Leading Edge, and my remit this afternoon was to talk about how can we communicate and bring our message across in the best possible way. I decided to choose the metaphor of languages. So often when we're in a foreign language, we try and talk our own language slower and louder in order to bring our message across, and it would be so much easier if we just understood the language and were able to speak the language that the person we were trying to communicate to understood. So the basis I used for my talk this afternoon was Jung's work. So I looked at personality typing in terms of introvert, extrovert, and thinking and feeling. And in those four quadrants, used the insights discovery model of colors to try and help people understand that they fitted into a certain category, which made that they had a certain preference in the way that they spoke. And if they understood that, they could start recognizing other people's preference and way of speaking and find ways of flexing their communication in order to bring their message across in the best possible way. So we asked the group through a few questions to decide whether they fitted into the fiery red energy preference, the sunshine yellow energy preference, the cool blue energy preference, or the earthy green energy preference. Now, I'm sure just by hearing those words, you can already understand what the different communication types in each of those areas might be. We then asked the group to figure out how do they like to be communicated to. And of course, there were some big light bulb moments when people realized that they spoke and communicated in the way they best understood. And this did not work for everyone. Just because perhaps I like filling things with a lot of words and a lot of fun and enthusiasm, this doesn't mean everybody likes that. One of my colleagues who perhaps sits more on the cool blue spectrum might like a lot of facts and detail and like some time to reflect and think between sentences, and by understanding that, I can make sure my message comes across in the best possible way. So once we'd looked at whether we understood our own preference and started getting an idea of other people's preference in looking at a piece of communication, we also looked at what motivated the different colors in order to do something, because a lot of this was around motivating parents to really bring these principles into their way of being and help their children develop better eating habits. So we looked at somebody with fiery red preference and realized that if they got a big picture brief, they had challenges and results, and they had an opportunity to lead, the chances would be much better that they would take on board the message. Someone with sunshine yellow would want a sense of ownership. They'd like to feel involved. There must be some creation and fun in it for them to really take the message on. Whereas opposed to that, someone with cool blue would like to make sure that they've got all the information they need. They've got the opportunity to do a good job. And they've got the time and space to think. And lastly, someone with earthy green, they needed to see that there was a worthwhile reason for them to go through this process. They needed positive feedback and reinforcement, and they also needed the opportunity for discussion and to air their thoughts. And through that, you can reach someone in the best possible way. So the bottom line was not to speak to people like you want to be spoken to, but rather speak to people like they want to be spoken to, and make sure that a communication message lands in the best possible way to get the results you want.